WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Response from Israel after President Biden said he won't hesitate to pause more weapons shipments depending on next steps in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. Reporter Yotam Kanfino from Herzliya.
Dani Luz, a lawmaker from Netanyahu's Likud party, said Biden's stance jeopardizes Israel and the entire free world.
Deadly tornado outbreak in the south. Maury County, Tennessee's deputy fire chief Richie Schatz.
Multiple houses have been completely destroyed and just different levels of damage.
Two people were killed in Tennessee, one in North Carolina. Stormy Daniels faces cross-examination at former President Trump's hush money trial days after she detailed an alleged tryst. CBS's Katrina Kaufman from New York.
At one point on Tuesday, Trump's attorney said, "You're making this up as you sit here, right?" She also elicited from Stormy Daniels that she hates Trump and wants him to be held accountable.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is calling out Donald Trump on jobs and the economy. The president was in Wisconsin yesterday to tout Microsoft's plans for a $3.3 billion AI data center in Racine and to develop job training programs.
My predecessor made promises which he broke more than kept, left a lot of people behind in communities like Racine. On my watch, we make promises and we keep promises.
6 years ago, Trump and Foxconn promised 13,000 jobs in the area. Drivers in Wisconsin now have two new choices for license plates. They raise money and bring attention to suicide prevention and spaying and neutering pets. Fees include a $25 tax-deductible contribution. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. A popular Midwest grocery store chain is announcing price reductions to help its customers combat inflation. Aldi officials say their stores will pass along $100 million in savings by dropping its prices on over 250 items through Labor Day. The discounts will include popular things like healthy foods and snacks, as well as summer seasonal items. Officials say they'll save their customers nearly twice as much money as the $60 million saved from when they reduced their prices last year. Allison Page has announced her candidacy for Wisconsin's newly drawn 30th Assembly District. According to her campaign announcement, Page says she will fight for residents' freedoms, better health care, and lowering costs, and criticized efforts to take away a woman's right to make her own health care decisions. Page has an extensive health care background, including operating as CEO of Western Wisconsin Health. The 30th District covers River Falls and Hudson, as well as some of the surrounding towns. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
A Bucks player under investigation. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks guard Pat Beverly being investigated by the Indianapolis Police Department for throwing a basketball into the crowd at a fan heckling him. It actually missed, hitting another woman in the head. When the ball was tossed back to Beverly, a video shows he threw it again at her. Beverly already apologizing for being rude to an ESPN reporter after the Bucks' season-ending loss to the Pacers that night. Baseball. The Brewers host the Cardinals tonight in Milwaukee. Christian Yelich back at the DH spot after being out since April 13th with a lower back issue.
It's nice to be back out there and be able to help contribute instead of just having to sit on the sidelines and watch. You know, it still sucks sitting there just watching, especially you know, when you feel like you can have an impact in certain spots. Just having to sit there is no fun, so it's nice to be back out there.
Yelich 0 for 5 in Kansas City. The Crew losing to the Royals 6-4. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 63, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. We may catch an isolated shower tomorrow afternoon, 67. The high Saturday, sunshine, 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome comedian, actor, and Wisconsin native Eric Price, and the group Onstage for Cancer stops by to perform live in the studio.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up? This is a
big party, man.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning, G. Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
Oh, man, what a difference a day makes, man.
Yeah, you know, it felt like summer yesterday.
Man.
It's definitely a spring day today.
Man, 75 degrees and sunny. I got my 10-mile walk in yesterday, and man, it felt so good. The weather was so nice, the warmth, the sun, a little breeze. You know, man, that must be what San Diego is like. People always tell me that the best weather, the most perfect weather in our country is in San Diego. And that must be what it feels like to live in San Diego yesterday, man. 75 degrees, a breeze, and that sun.
Yeah, you couldn't beat it.
No, man. And so today, 50, rain, and I'm going to be a part of special needs young people. And we've been planning this block party for, 9 months. And we're going to have the block party. It's unfortunate that it didn't happen. Couldn't do it yesterday. But we're going to be outside, man, DJ, all that stuff today in the rain. And, we're going to move forward with it because the young people are all excited. But man, what a difference a day makes. You got something. We got a lot to talk about this morning. I was scheduled to have some UWM students appear this morning. As of last night, I thought we were all locked in. But, things don't always go according to plan. And I guess we're just going to have to reschedule them because they're not here as of yet. I'm not saying they're not coming, but we had this all planned, and we'll see what happens as the morning moves on. It is Thursday, so that means we're going to be joined by Omar, the pharmacist, and we'll be in the pharmacy with Omar, in the 9 o'clock hour. But Calvin, I asked you to play something to begin the show, and I think this is apropos for what I'm going to be discussing. Maestro, if you please.
There is nothing wrong with your television set. Do not attempt to adjust the picture. We are controlling transmission. We will control the horizontal. We will control the vertical. We can change the focus to a soft blur or sharpen it to crystal clarity. For the next hour, sit quietly and we will control all that you see and hear. You are about to participate in a great adventure. You are about to experience the awe and mystery which reaches from the inner mind to the outer limits.
All right. What are we talking about? Hey, man, have you paid any attention at all to the trial that a presidential candidate, the name Donald Trump is meaningless in this, but a guy who's running for president of the United States on national television, well, the trial's not on television, but the conversations of who this man is and the salacious things that he did and may still be doing, as far as I know, is being played out for the whole world to see. And at the same time, this man is running to become president of the United States. Man, have you listened to some of the comments about who this man is? This is the same man that was holding the Bible backwards and upside down. Now that explains, Calvin, it explains why, you know, he held the Bible upside down and backwards. Because he clearly has never opened it. Because it really has had no bearing on his life whatsoever. This is just a small snippet of who this man is and what his life has been. You know, real character is not what you do before the people, before the cameras. The real character of a person is determined by what they do when they're not before the cameras. That's how you determine who a person is and what the content of their character truly is, not what they do before the before the cameras. And just based on some of the things that are coming out in this trial, my God, any person who had any moral fiber, I'm sorry, would be too embarrassed to keep running. They would say, oh, man, I can't go through this. Man, you know, they've exposed me in front of the world. Hey, they've taken my mask off in front of the whole world. What kind of person would continue to run when all this is out there before him? 844-967-2789 is the number. I know people don't like to have the conversations about Donald Trump, right? Well, you know, we can't really talk about Donald Trump. Man, what do you mean? How can we not talk about Donald Trump when you see what is taking place here, man? Man, what is taking place here is not only unprecedented, but, man, a total embarrassment. How can he talk about anybody and lawlessness and crime in the face of what he's done? Man, Charlie Sykes, you may not know him, but he's a conservative. He actually was one of the main guys who helped put Donald Trump in office. When Donald Trump was running for office, there was no more staunch a conservative. And the number one, you know, talk show host in the entire state of Wisconsin, Charlie Sykes. That's who Charlie Sykes is. That's who he was. Very prominent in conservative circles. Respected all over the nation as one of the top conservative voices. And I remember when Donald Trump was running for office, you couldn't beat Charlie Sykes supporting Donald Trump. Well, you know, he changed his tune. He's still a conservative, Charlie Sykes, but man, he saw who Donald Trump was. Again, one of the top pundits, conservative pundits in the nation. He saw who Donald Trump was, and ever since has been against Donald Trump, and he's been trying to expose, you know, the world to who this man is. But on yesterday, Charlie Sykes said this: voters won't be impressed by reminders of former President Donald Trump's sleaze oozing out of the New York criminal trial, according to anti-Trump conservative Charlie Sykes. Porn actress Stormy Daniels told a jury about her sexual encounter with the former president, whose attorney then paid her off a decade later to keep her quiet before the 2016 election. Never mind. I told you I've been around a while. I remember Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. And I remember the sleaze ball that Bill Clinton became. And the fact that for the rest of his presidency and even afterwards, he's been looked at with a jaundiced eye as a lowlife. You guys remember that, right? Man, here is the guy, the former president of the United States, you know, soliciting a porn star. Man, you know, Playboy playmate. How could he talk about anybody when that's who you are? It's one thing if you're that kind of a person and nobody knows it, then you have to deal with that yourself. You would have to deal with that yourself. You've got to deal with your own person and question who you are and your personality, man. And, man, how do I deal with this? Tough thing to do. But we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, Donald Trump and you know, how he plans to get beyond this. I don't know. But we're certainly going to give it a try. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Evening Show.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The weather impacts everything, and the history of windmills includes using the weather. In this case, the wind, to help mill grain and pump water. The modern windmills that you see across Wisconsin today are often called wind turbines. These still use the wind, but now it's to produce electricity. And a new study shows that turbines can also lower the daytime temperature while keeping it warmer at night. The moving air protects crops from frost. It's a weather-ready fact. And Saturday, May 11th, is National Windmill Day. If you really want to celebrate, save June 5th through the 9th. Because it's Windmill Days in Baldwin, Wisconsin, a celebration of Dutch heritage and the windmills in the village. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
One, two, three, four.
All right, let's do this. My guests are going to be appearing any second, but until then, we'll go to the phone lines quickly and bring Gary in. Gary, good morning to you. You say what?
Well, Earl, you know, yesterday I was talking to Pastor Lewis, and we were talking about disenfranchising voters. Well, the reason people are all upset with Donald Trump is because the Democrats are trying to disenfranchise 70 million voters like me, and we don't like it. And do I think Donald Trump is a moral person? No, he's a pig. He's a slime ball. I wouldn't trust him within a mile.
What are you talking about, man?
Daughter.
You're gonna vote for a guy that you call a sleazeball. What is that, man? I'd never vote for somebody who I say is a sleazeball, man.
We have two people to vote for president, just two. And they're both, in my eyes, they're not really.
Joe Biden hasn't slept with a porn star, man. You know?
Joe Biden is not qualified to be running at 81 years old to be president of the United States until he's 85. He's not going to make it. His cognitive.
You're God now? You can. You're God now? You can predict the future?
Come on, Earl. We're friends, and I always call up. I'm always polite. I tell you what my opinion is. It's not fact. It's my opinion. And I think he's way too old to run for president. I don't know if he really knows what's going on, and I believe that he has way too many handlers. Especially when he says, "Oh, I'm going to get in trouble. I better stop talking. My people will start getting mad at me." I mean, he's being controlled like a puppet, and you know that, and I know that. He doesn't have the ability to be president. I don't believe anybody should be president if they're older than 70 years old at all.
How old is Donald Trump? Do you know that? You said you don't think anybody who's older than 70. How old is Donald Trump?
He's way too old to be president,
okay.
But he's got his mental capabilities are much better than Joe Biden. I don't think Joe Biden's a bad person. If he was in Sussex and I ended up meeting him, I'd be very polite to him and I'd invite him over for dinner. You know, I don't dislike him.
Hey, Gary.
You know, but I'm just telling you.
Hey, Gary, you changed the subject. The fact of the matter is a man who has the moral character of a dog is running once again for president of the United States. His character is being revealed in all over the world. This is nothing new. People said this about him long before he became president. That's who he is. I'm sorry. My standards as a human being are higher than to have a man who has done the kinds of things that this man has done. That may not be your standards, but my standards absolutely will not allow me to vote for somebody who's running for president, who's in court right now, and all of the salacious things that are being talked about that he did. This is the same man who talked about grabbing women by their private parts. We don't forget those things. And you talk about, you know, well, you know, he's not so, you know, he's bad, but, you know, he's still my man.
I said that he's a pig. In my eyes, he's a immoral pig. But the fact is, we have two people to pick. And I'm picking the person that I think would be better for America and be able to, his moral character has a lot to do with who I'm going to vote for. But unfortunately, we don't have anybody else to pick from. I think he can do a better job keeping America safe and keeping the economy going than Joe Biden.
All right, man. I don't know where to go with that. Let's go to Don from Milwaukee quickly. Don, go ahead. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. He's such a lowlife. Even Stormy Daniels calls him the orange turd. That's all I have.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Tom from L.A., quickly.
Earl, now we know why it was that he paid off Stormy Daniels. Because when the Access Hollywood tape came out, it was right after that they bought off Stormy Daniels because they didn't want the straw to break the camel's back, and it would have. And in 2016, Hillary Clinton would have been our president. I mean, she had the popular vote, and, you know, them going and digging up something on Anthony Weiner's computer. But if that would have been out about Stormy Daniels and what he did, that would have been the end of him at that time, because he was down by 30 points when the Access Hollywood
came out. So, Tom, let me ask you, why is it not the end of it today? This is playing out as we speak. This is playing out.
People like Gary Call,
and, well, I don't, you know, he's a sleazeball, but he's my sleazeball, right? I don't have anybody else to vote for, even though I know this man, as low down as he is, and he is very low down, man. How much low downer can you be than the things that I've read about what transpired? Man, thank you very much for the call, Tom. You just don't know how to react. And to say, well, Joe Biden is too old, but I'm going to bring in this lowlife, this guy who hangs out in the gutter. If you hang out in the gutter dealing with your sexual life, you're hanging out in the gutter dealing with other aspects of your life. I'm sorry, Gary. They go hand in hand. If you're that kind of a person, when it comes, again, I'm going to repeat it, to your sexual life, that's the way you deal with the rest of your life. No standards, no values. A person like that will do anything, and we've seen that. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Oakleaf Medical Network has announced the opening of oncology services in its Eau Claire clinic, featuring a local oncology team. According to a press release, the new Oakleaf clinic was able to keep the former Purveya oncology team together after Purveya's exit from the region, hoping to keep consistent care available for area patients. The press release also noted that the new Oakleaf Oncology Clinic has already scheduled over 300 patients to maintain their regular surveillance care appointments. With fraud cases on the rise in the county, the Chippewa Falls Police Department shared some scam prevention tips with residents at the YMCA on Tuesday. According to a WQOW report, Chippewa Falls Police Department investigator Joan Losowitz shared her experience with handling fraud cases, particularly attempts by scammers to target older residents. People should be on the lookout for scammers claiming to be government officials asking for immediate payment in the form of digital currency like Bitcoin or gift cards. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. The Bruce Springsteen movie project, Deliver Me From Nowhere, is picking up steam. Jeremy Allen White will play the boss, and Jeremy Strong is in talks to play the man behind the boss, manager John Landau. The film is centered around the making of Springsteen's 1982 critically acclaimed album, Nebraska. The film is being adapted from the book, Deliver Me From Nowhere, The Making of Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska by Warren Zanes. Jeremy Strong is best known for playing Sebastian Roy in the HBO hit Succession. Shaquille O'Neal raised some eyebrows when he posted a message on Instagram saying, "I understand. I wouldn't have been in love with me either. Wishing you all the best. All love, Shaq." Social media speculators were out in force, saying it was probably in response to his ex-wife, Shawnee Henderson's new memoir. Shaq and Shawnee have four children together. "I promise you, I tried really hard to make a free throw joke here, but it just didn't fit. Hang in there, Shaq." For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy, gradually becoming mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high today, 63, with wind out of the northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear, 36. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. We may catch an isolated shower tomorrow afternoon, 67. The high Saturday, sunshine, 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Watch out!
They got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we celebrate nurses, the people that take care of us. It's National Nurses Week. Tune in. We'll join you then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Absolutely
nothing.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Say it again, y'all. To me.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. I'd like to welcome my guest this morning, Mr. Amin Atta. Good morning to you, Amin. How you doing, sir?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
All right, so Amin is one of the main organizers, is it safe to say that, of the encampment, the student encampment at UWM. Tell us a little bit about Amin.
Yeah, I'm here, you know, born and raised here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I'm Palestinian American. I've been to Palestine several times in my life. That's where my whole family is from. And right now, you know, I'm a student studying at UWM and been fighting for a just cause for a really long time. It's part of my family. You know, I remember, you know, seeing pictures of myself at, you know, Palestinian protests before I could even remember. And so this has been a long, you know, fight and a long, you know, passion for people that truly, you know, don't have that voice. And so along with so many other students, along with the national movement, along with an unfolding genocide, you know, we really thought, you know, how can we take a stand? How can we do our little part from so far away? And, we got, you know, a large group of students to come together and organize something beautiful. And, that's what we see happening right now. Here in Milwaukee, in Madison, and around the country.
So I've been to the encampment three times at UWM, and what I witnessed was peace. I didn't see one law enforcement official. Each time that I went, and I saw the human family represented. I didn't see all, maybe I'm mistaken, but I didn't think it was all Palestinian people who were there.
No, you're absolutely right. This is something, you know, we talk about every single day, that when you go to the encampment, you're not able to identify, oh, this is only made up of a certain type of people. It's, you know, it's really not like that. I'd say it's over 50% non-Palestinian, non-Muslim. We've had so much support. You know, there's diverse support from, you know, Christians and Jews and, you know, Muslims and, you know, people of all backgrounds, people of, you know, all ethnicities. And it's been a really diverse environment, and I think that's something that's been acknowledged by many, and been so welcoming for whoever wants to stop by and see, you know, why are there a bunch of kids camping out here? You know, what's the purpose? Why are students so passionate? And they come in and they actually get a chance to meet people and learn about it. So it's beautiful.
So one of the things that we've been hearing constantly is the anti-Semitism that goes on at these encampments. I didn't see any. I'm not saying it doesn't exist. In the three times I was there, I didn't see it. So tell us about this thought that was happening on these encampments, basically anti-Semitism threatening to Jewish students.
Sure. Well, I'll start by saying that anti-Semitism as a whole, it's of course a very real thing. It does exist. And my next comments are in no way to say that it does not exist. I'm very well aware. And I'm saying, you know, and that's why I say that as my first statement, that anti-Semitism does exist and it is a real thing. However, the use of anti-Semitism to try to target what we are doing is a very transparent tactic by Zionist propaganda to try to shut us down. It's almost, you know, comical when they're saying, and you know, we're anti-Semitic when we have Jewish students who not only are just attending, but we have Jewish students and faculty who are actually organizing with us. And this has long been used. Anti-Semitism has long been used as a deflective shield for any criticism of Israel. Basically, if you criticize Israel in any capacity, you get labeled anti-Semitic. And so, you know, here at Aron Kamen, of course, you know, especially with our Jewish students, Jewish faculty, Jewish organizers, you know, 1 week ago or about a week ago, we held a Shabbat, you know, on at the encampment, which was full of Jewish community members. And so I really, you know, any attacks of anti-Semitism, it's very tired. It's a very tired and transparent tactic, and it's used to deflect from any criticism of Israel.
So let me ask you, why are students around the nation, you know, protesting? What is the purpose? What's behind the protest? What brought you guys to this point that you're doing this? What is the reason? What is the rationale?
Sure. So I think our, you know, our age group, you know, students in this country are, you know, waking up to the destruction and the damage that America has participated in around the world throughout history. And you know, in many of, you know, countries where people are from. And so we've seen, you know, an absolute genocide, a massacre unfolding where, you know, the numbers are, you know, above 40,000. According to the UN, you know, they're less. According to the UN, they were, you know, as of recent, over 34,000 human beings killed since October. And, you know, and that's just their latest series of violence. You know, before that, like I said, Israel has killed so many more. And this is just since October. And I think that students are realizing, why is my government supporting a country like this when there's no restrictions, there's no accountability? I'm in America. There are so many things that we need our money for here. There's homelessness, there's hunger, there's education, there's healthcare. Do we know that America pays for Israelis to have free healthcare, but we don't have our own free healthcare? I mean, that's ridiculous. So we have students here who are realizing these things, who are waking up. And we realize that our universities also have a level of complicity, because many of our universities are invested in weapons manufacturers that are directly aiding these governments. And that's another question to ask. Why are our universities invested in weapons manufacturers in the first place? So these are a lot of questions that now students are having. Students are waking up. Here at UWM particularly, what I can tell you is we've spent months meeting with administration, you know, sitting down in tough meetings saying we need change. We need something. We need something. We've had protests on campus. We've had peaceful meetings. We've had back and forth emails. We have not seen meaningful change. And because of the national movement for encampments, which we have seen cause actual change, we found it, you know, reasonable that something needs to change right now. And so this is why we decided to do what we did.
So what do you say to people who say that the students are misguided? They're young people who are idealistic. They haven't lived long enough to understand, and they're being brainwashed. I've heard all those things. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts? Because I didn't see that with the young people I talked to. The young people I talked to, very bright,
yeah,
very aware of global issues and things that are going on. What do you say as a young student to people who denigrate and call you guys kids, and as if you don't understand the dynamic of what's taking place?
Sure. Once again, I think it's used like in defense. I think people are hurt by what we're doing. People are upset that we're waking up. You know, this is what they said about those protesting at the time of the Vietnam War, which were also students. This is what they said about protests of the South African apartheid. So this is what they'll always say about student movements. And what you'll find is that, you know, when there's a student movement that starts at a university level, you'll find two things. Number one, you'll find that it's not very popular, and the adults, you know, there will be many people from the, you know, from the adult generation at the time that will say, man, these kids are dumb. What are these kids doing? These kids have no idea what they're talking about. And then number two, what you'll find is that they ended up being right. And you'll usually find that decades later. So I would say to anybody that's like, what are these kids doing? If you could look away from a genocide, if you don't care about 40,000 people being killed, I'm sorry, that's a personal problem. We care about that, and we're doing something about it.
You know, President Joe Biden has certainly taken the wrath of many of the students because of the partnership between Israel and America, and the fact that we've been supplying money and weapons to Israel during this war. And so many young people have basically said that as long as this continues to go on, they can't see supporting President Joe Biden for president. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's the same.
Is that true? Are there young people who are seeing it through that prism?
Absolutely. I think that, you know, we cannot pass, you know, we cannot excuse this unwavering, you know, military support, financial support, political support to veto the UN Security Council 3 times and a call for on a ceasefire. So our president and our country is absolutely 100% complicit. And we know that America, like this, in one snap could stop what's happening. And they have not done that. America is the biggest supporter of Israel, and it stands alone in that. As we've seen, and as you've probably seen, the countries that are supporting Israel have become less and less and less throughout these past 7 months. And we have one country who still stands by Israel no matter what they do, no matter how many children they separate limbs from missile strikes, and that is the United States of America. So yes, me alongside others will say, you know, we cannot in good faith vote for Biden. Now, of course, that raises another question. Is Trump any better? Well, probably not. But what precedent does this set if Biden is committing, you know, and supporting a genocide? And if he wins again, what precedent does that set? We don't want that stain on our country.
So I don't know if you're aware, but on yesterday, President Biden has canceled the shipment of these major bombs, 2,000-pound bombs, that were given to Israel and that we had promised to Israel that were going to be used in the Rafah invasion and attack. And so he's certainly come out now and said, because as he had already told Benjamin Netanyahu about this invasion of Rafah, and yet Benjamin Netanyahu started moving forward and Biden, is it too late? Let me put it that way, that President Biden has now come out and refused to give these armaments that he knows would be used to continue the bombing of innocent, Palestinians. Is it too late in your mind?
Absolutely. 100%. It's number one, it's too late. Number two, Joe Biden does not actually care to stop the genocide. This is a little image move of the United States to say, oh, we did something. Oh, we held back something. And that's, you know, we don't, if Joe Biden actually cared, again, America is the number one supporter of Israel and it has full power to have stopped this from Israel with one phone call. And, you know, when the United States is the one vetoing in the UN Security Council multiple times, when Joe Biden is, you know, spitting this dangerous, inaccurate, false, harmful rhetoric, Joe Biden has no interest in ending this. And the only reason he's doing that is a show for America so that, so that he can get a little bit more votes.
So are you aware that former President Donald Trump has basically talked with Netanyahu and talked about finish it? Yeah, I mean, it's not like the alternative is a guy who is going to come in and be on the other side of that coin. That Donald Trump clearly is going to be in total support for Israel to basically continue and escalate even more.
Yeah, I mean, I'd put the question back, like, what do you suggest? I mean, like, For students, if you could understand the perspective, and, you know, for many Palestinians and for many people who are witnessing, you know, what's happening, how can I go to the polls when I've seen, you know, I've had to attend condolence gatherings of friends here, people who have just been absolutely massacred. How can I vote for Joe Biden?
844-967-2789 is the number. My guest is Amin Atta. He is the main organizer, one of the main organizers of the encampment protest at UWM. You can join the conversation, 844-967-2789. You know, he asked a question. How can he vote for President Joe Biden?
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on Air. Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WIS Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. You know, my guest is Mr. Amin Atta, and he is one of the lead organizers of the encampment, student encampment at UWM. And I will say, Amin, it's a very powerful discussion, and the American people are torn up. And many don't know which way to go. They pull in various directions and different directions. And it is, without question, a tough answer, a tough response. I would just say that, you know, Donald Trump is a man who clearly is not going to show any compassion. You may say President Biden. I will say to you, I have not been in support of the policies that President Biden and our nation has followed in this. I'm with the students. You know, that this is a difficult thing, in that our nation should have given a lot of thought to it. And when we watched and have, you know, seen over 34,000 women and children and people lose their lives, not supporting at all what the Hamas did to kind of kick all this off. But at some point in time, you know, reasonable people have to agree that slaughtering and starving out, you know, millions of people can never be an acceptable thing, that our nation should not be caught in the middle of that. And so, you know, President Biden has, you know, kind of had to deal with this. He's already being lambasted by the Republicans for not supporting Israel by cutting off, you know, these bombs. I just think not seeing what a president, a second term of Donald Trump will be, it won't be much better, my friend.
Yeah, I don't think that you're necessarily wrong. I just think that for, you know, people who are running for office, it's their job to win the support of the constituents. And so if, you know, I don't know if you've seen, you know, the numbers, but America overwhelmingly wants a ceasefire, especially on overwhelmingly wants a ceasefire. So when you have, you know, thousands of people who are urging the administration, saying, look at your constituents, look at the people of America, look at what they want, you know, so much pressure to call us for a ceasefire, to do something to stop this. When you don't listen to your constituents, and that's what you are meant to do as an elected official, and then you go on to lose the election, you cannot say that it was anybody's fault but yourself. So if Joe Biden loses, I agree with you that we don't know, you know, how Trump will be. But
we do know how Trump will be. But go ahead. I know how Trump will be. Go ahead.
Right. I mean, that it wouldn't be good. I agree with you. But after 34,000 deaths, if Joe Biden loses the election and they try to say, oh, this is because of the pro-Palestinian protesters that rallied against him. No, Joe Biden will lose the election because he lost the election, because he did not earn enough votes, because he did not earn the votes. He did not listen to his constituents. He let a slaughter take place. And that's going to be nobody's fault except for him. And I think that this is a precedent in the country that, you know, you cannot come in, make a bunch of promises, ignore your constituents, allow a slaughter to happen, and think that you'll get reelected.
You know, there is, I mean, this is just a difficult, it's just a mess, man. You know?
Yeah.
The fact that Hamas initiated that attack.
I disagree with that. I disagree with that framework. And you mentioned, you know, earlier that, you know, when Hamas kicked these things off, Gaza has been under siege for a very long time.
I'm aware. Yes. I'm 70 years old. I know what's been going on.
And the occupation has happened for a very long time. And like I said, long before October 7th, we'd be calling out against Israeli war crimes, against Israeli violations of international law, against, you know, these brutal, barbaric actions. So, you know, when you say that, you know, framing that, you know, that what Hamas initiated, there's nothing that Hamas initiated. That was an attack, of course, that took place. And we, of course, we stand against any loss of innocent life. And I'll make that very clear. But to, you know, but to put it in a framework that it was started on October 7th is very inaccurate.
No. Well, so what the attack on the 1,200 or so Israelis who lost their lives occurred on that day. We can't change that date. That date is when that occurred. What happened prior to that, I know the historical ramifications of Israel's, placing where they are and all the things that have transpired. But so the response to that, and I've said it before, the value of each life is the same. It doesn't matter whether it's a Palestinian or an Israeli in the way I live my life. A human being is a human being. And so we can't dismiss any life and say that one life has more value, so you kill 1,200 of us, we're going to kill 50,000 of you.
Yeah.
That makes no sense. Okay, and if you look in the realm of humanity, that's the issue. Let me say this, young man. We're gonna pick this up again. We didn't get enough time, but thank you very much for taking the time and having a really important conversation with us. Keep up the good work. I'll come down and see you again. We'll have a conversation even more so before we bring you back on. Thank you very much for taking the time out. 844-967-2789. It's Thursday. That means in the pharmacy with Omar the Pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning on Up North News Radio. So what if it's not summer yet? We're starting things early by setting sail on a musical yacht rock cruise.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.